A big hello and welcome, everyone. The Thrive with Nancy podcast is created for you, an executive woman, to expand the results you can realize in your career. Our topic is the 5 secrets to get exactly what you want. They're transformational in nature. Individually, each stands on its own, and yet when operating in sync, oh my gosh, you'll soar no matter the circumstances or barriers you face. Number 1 secret, visualize yourself living in the outcome. Scientific evidence along with subjective experience supports that mentally picturing your future along with harnessing your business sweat equity achieves potent positive results. You've already nailed the sweat equity part. I know you have. It's time to master the other side of the equation. Stop for a moment and listen to your internal voice. Is it perhaps questioning the soundness of this topic? If you are, that thought alone may be holding your career back. So don't turn this podcast off. Plus, whether you're aware of it or not, you already tap into a visualization component in the daily execution of your job. The moment you become a collaborative member on a planning project, you exercise visualization. Or when a client complains about an experience they had with your company and you assume responsibility for improving the system, you've begun the process of generating something different for tomorrow than exists today. All of this future change activities requires visualization. How about concentrating some of this magical dust power on yourself? It saddens me to see so many executives stuck waiting for their careers to be mapped out by human resources or their boss or, you know, the proverbial roll of the corporate dice. You have to understand the organization's priority isn't you. It focuses on producing quarter-to-quarter, linear, quantifiable data, propelling the company to profitability, which leaves little room for developing your individual aspirations. Visualizing the career results you desire has your brain supporting you more effectively than your company ever can. Don't believe such thinking works? Listen to what Anthony Hopkins had to say about his pathway to success. Quote, "I was born the same time as Richard Burton, the actor. He and his wife used to drive by my father's shop when they came home from Hollywood. I thought, I want to be like him. That is all I said to myself. I want to get out of this environment of my own empty mind. And lo and behold, a few years later, it all began to fall into place. All in a strange, mysterious way. Not mysterious, but I don't know, synchronistic? That I do believe in, and so I ended up in Hollywood," unquote. Visualization works, should you choose to tap into this formidable resource. Number 2 secret, remember to ask for everything you want. I laughingly call the second secret the microwave theory. The insight came from the purchase of my very first home, a townhouse. I eagerly jotted down a lengthy, all-encompassing must-have list, which included a pool and 2 stories and vaulted ceilings and expansive patio and on. You get the picture. Everything. I found it. On the day of the move, I unpacked, tired and starved, pulled out a frozen dinner. Where is the microwave? After searching cabinets, I burst into laughing. There was no microwave. A microwave wasn't on my list of must-haves. Never did I consider putting it on my list. That's when I recognized you have to request everything, most notably what you take for granted. Of course, the solution to my lack of microwave was easy. Accepting a position that doesn't meet your requirements is much more complicated. As powerful as this secret is, you may experience some resistance. Perhaps you believe asking for what you want has you appearing weak. Not so. It reveals your intelligence, but more importantly, it's all part and parcel of creating a fulfilling career. Or you feel ill at ease asking for what you want. Okay, so you feel uncomfortable asking because you will be taking advantage of someone. Or perhaps you don't feel worthy of receiving assistance. Or you don't want to be left beholding to someone. You can track most of your concerns back to one thing, a focus on self. The solution for becoming an excellent executive is getting out of your way by asking for what you want. The reality is you will acquire competencies you don't currently have and may never garner any other way. Or asking for what you want sets you up for a big no. You vividly remember asking a boss for a remote work schedule to cover a childcare issue, or just because that's something you dreamed of doing, where his immediate response was a big, fat, absolutely no. You received the message loud and clear, asking doesn't work. It's true, you'll hear no's, but as I often tell my clients, a no is nothing more than a no today. It absolutely doesn't mean a no tomorrow. Stop misleading yourself that asking for what you want is unworthy of your time. You'll be eliminating a powerful practice for building an equally powerful career. Number three, always set your eyes on what you're going toward, not going away from. This insight emerged from research on small new business owners. As I read, I discovered there are primarily two reasons people start a business, and one leads to far greater success than the other. Many pull the trigger to launch their business because they're unhappy, unsatisfied, unrewarded with their past position. Off these newbie business creators went, determined not to replicate that experience ever again. But what is holding their attention? Is it their focus on checking the rearview mirror, which acts as a dead weight, dragging them back rather than drawing them into tomorrow? Still others have a compelling vision they were eager to unleash. They trusted it would make a difference, not only for themselves, but everyone else who touches the idea. It is this conviction that prompted them to establish their business. Which thought process do you believe most effective? Well, if you answered going toward, you got it in one. The going toward folks were more successful by a long shot. Reflect on this for a moment. Your going toward purposes are driven by two forces acting in concert on your behalf. One is your envision out there in the future design, steadily pulling you to it. The other power is the excitement in your heart urging you onward. No question about it. These two dynamics boost your result. Take a moment to think about your aspirations. What stimulates your career drive? Is it moving toward or is it moving away from? Now peek at the underside of your process just for a moment. Are you beginning to realize or are you seeing your outcomes are diminished because your dreams are based more on what you don't want rather than what you do? Did you first identify what isn't working and then constructed your dreams around it? Identifying moving toward actions not only propel you, but they also generate more fulfillment when you arrive at your destination. Number four secret, be persistent in pursuit of your future. Finishing what you start in the face of adversity and setbacks demonstrates that you're a high potential executive on the rise. It's hard to imagine anyone becoming well regarded by a company without this attribute. However, we need to acknowledge that the downside of persistence is an immovable spirit. This closed-minded force stubbornly drives for results absent sensitivity or awareness of the environment. It never inspires others to follow, nor does it represent leadership. That's the business piece of persistence. But it should be a vital force in your personal career as well, and a vital lesson in the secret. You gain confidence as you build persistency and begin trusting yourself. Perhaps you've even asked for something way beyond anything you tackled previously. I can guarantee the moment you put that big, fat, audacious, visionary stake in the ground, unexpected breakdowns and disruptions will materialize. It's the universe's way of testing you. and your stick-to-itiveness, confirming you're worthy of reaching your aspirations or not. It's almost as though the world is shouting, do you really desire what you said you want? Even if it is tough going, persistence has you confirming, yes, bring it on. This ambition is what I intend for my career. It's not the time to give up or to get discouraged. Keep moving toward your defined objectives and trust it is yours. Don't get stuck. You have to go through stumbling blocks before arriving at your destination. Be assured, just around the corner, a yes is waiting to guide you ever closer to your tomorrows. This topic reminds me of a client who had created a gigantic job intention for herself. She was studying for a higher level degree in the area of her expertise. We both knew she was capable of more. After establishing a game plan together, our next call was a stunner for me, though it shouldn't have been. She announced in a panic, I have no job. I've been laid off. Yes, you heard me. Laid off. The decision by my client's employer was a pretty significant disruption, for sure. On top of that, she ended up being out of work for 6 months. I can hear your brain revving up in protest, questioning, this narrative is supposed to encourage me? Yes, hold your horses for just a minute. The result, she accepted a position at a company doing what she had asked for in her career vision. It's 2 years later, and she's still dancing a jig of celebration and celebrating how her aspirations emerged out of being laid off. Oh, I forgot to mention, she has 6 months' salary sitting in the bank because her company gave her a year severance package. Not bad outcome. Somehow when problems arise, many get mucked up in the problem rather than leaning into the blue sky of possibilities. The latter attracts what you want. Why wouldn't that be your response, your automatic response? My last secret may seem counterintuitive, although I gave you a hint of it in one of my other secrets, but hang on to your hat. It will come together, I promise. Secret number 5, relax and release it. Trust and be patient with the process, confident the best for you is already on its way. It's not as easy as it sounds, as most successful executives have hard charging, going after it at all costs drive down path. It's almost as though the business culture itself breeds urgency into the DNA of their workforce to push for results faster and harder. And that's what we become comfortable with. It's not the same when you're attracting what you want. This process is often not a speedy one. Do you mind taking longer to live an extraordinary life? Do you? You know, I remember discovering this breakthrough philosophy for myself, and wow, am I glad I did. I'm from the generation where envisioning and going after what you want theories erupted. I jumped into the concept wholeheartedly, not with any significant positive results. It made me feel less than rather than drawing my glorious hopes and expectations to me. That theory sucks, thought I. So I stopped incorporating envisioning as a workable concept with prejudice. One weekend, I was on a retreat with a leader I greatly admired. He introduced an exercise that required writing down my future in detail. No, I don't want to, said that stubborn voice inside. It doesn't work. However, out of respect, I grudgingly started writing. After the retreat, the workbook was closed and tossed into a lower drawer. A year later, I ran across it. A jaw-dropping, memorable moment. Every single one of my goals, every single one of my dreams had been met and in some cases exceeded. My aha awareness was slow in coming, but I soon realized brute intentionality doesn't draw what you want to you. Through the years, I've discovered successfully attracting your future is a healthy marriage of planning, action, and is relevant, trusting. This response allows unseen forces to fulfill all you desire with even more spectacular results than you could have done by sheer willpower and tenacity alone. The reality is, In most cases, rigidity in pursuit of your dreams doesn't attract what you intend and often closes down your progress. In closing, I love the Stephen Covey quote, you know, the guy from the Seven Habits. It is so on target for our discussion. Quote, ineffective people live day after day with unused potential. They experience synergy only in small peripheral ways in their lives. But creative experiences can be produced regularly, consistently, almost daily in people's lives. It requires enormous personal security and openness and the spirit of adventure. So, do you hear the freedom in this quote? The trust, the confidence? That's what we're talking about in this podcast. Are you ready to take these secrets on, or are you perhaps thinking they're too simple to actually make a difference in my career? Try them on. No doubt, as you see the results you create, your mind will flip its switch, absorbing these five secrets into your attraction practices. And if five seems too overwhelming for you to undertake, remember, in the beginning I said each has power, so start by incorporating one secret right now. I'd love to hear from you. Take a minute to share the actions you've taken and results you've achieved. Much success always. I'm thrilled you've listened to the Thrive with Nancy podcast. My intention is to offer quick tips designed for you to apply right away, ones that will boost your career immediately. I bet you're already considering ways to implement these new ideas. Perfect. Now, if you do me a favor, pass the podcast link on to those who will benefit, your friends and coworkers. Thanks so much.